Hello, honey. How are you tonight? Well, it's January the 9th, 1968. And I guess you know what that means. It's only about 30 more days before I start coming your way. I think coming your way. I've just had a kind of a sad experience. I run this tape through on both sides, made a nice speech to you and talked just like we were sitting together at home. By golly, I started playing it over and not a sound come out. I hadn't had this thing set on one certain button that I had to have, and I didn't, was too stupid to test it. 9:30, and I have to keep thinking real fast so that I can keep talking to you all the time and not let this tape go to waste. Too many miles between us to let the words go to waste just because I can't think of something to say. If this sounds real goofy, it's because I forgot, when I started, I forgot to push in my speaker button, and so I did make a good tape all the way through. Now we'll go around with my original tape. You'd be to be with, and how soon I'm thinking of being with you, and seeing that snow you've been telling me about, and seeing my little dog and all my people. It's kind of nice to know that you've got all this to look forward to, and still more than that to come, and the years to come. I received two very sweet letters from you today. One very short one that you wrote on the 4th, sort of salve your conscience because you got four letters that day and you didn't have time to answer it. And one written on the 5th, which you did a little more gossiping and told me a little more about what was going on. But you said this is going to be a fast note, so trying to catch the mailman, and said you'd gone to see your old buddy Clark Gable in Gone with the Wind. God, that's 100 years old. And that's the kind of movies they show out here, I guess. I haven't seen any, however. And then he said the temperature was up to 25, and it looked real cozy out that day, but it's about 95 up here today. I guess it was real hot. And you told me you put a couple thousand in the bank, and that's good. We ought to have a lot of Jack in there before long. Mrs. West hadn't rented the apartment. I guess there's nothing we can do about that unless she's putting the right ads in and getting the right people to call. There's nothing else she can do. You might ask her if she's putting ads in the paper. It might be better if somebody encouraged her a little bit about her ads. Of course, she watched her husband for a long time, and I know she's looking for the right person to rent to. Tell her if she has any trouble to lower it back down to 90. That seemed to be the breaking point up there anyway at the time I was working around it. You must have really had a good session with Lee, says stayed from 11 to 3. That's what I call backyard fencing. But I suppose she's nice to talk to, and I think you should do a little more of it, a little more often. Doesn't hurt to sort of let your hair down to somebody. I don't know how to take that. You said you sit down and really had a ball when you read my letters. You don't cry, do you, honey? Over me? You know you can bawl for happiness pretty soon. That thing about Tom Jones and the tapes, I was going to fill that in with some with a piece of technical verbiage out of the book, but I forgot about it when I mailed it, so it don't matter. Anyway, I'll write to Tom as you suggested, and tell him how much I like the records. I'm still playing. I just got played through the last one here just last night. They're all mostly all Christmassy, and they really came in at the right time. I wanted to hear what the co-eds had said about the pictures, because the missionary asked me what they thought about them, and I'd forgotten that they'd been away on vacation and didn't get to see them. But you tell her to write us a note, and I'll show it to the missionary. Kind of surprises me to hear that Ruth's going back to work so soon. She must, her hand must have got well real quick, because this is only the 9th, and she ought to rest up a little while, I think. I heard Johnny Bruce was out here in Vietnam, but I don't know quite where. He must be on a ship, and I never get to see him. I don't know where Chu Bai is, but I guess that's down in the lush country. Anyway, I don't think it's up here in I Corps, where we are in the wilderness. But I'll look and see if Joe or somebody did give me his address. Like you say, I will buy a projector out here and also a tape recorder, and I can get a good one over here, about $150 one for $82 on the projector, and I can get a real good tape recorder for about $35-$40. That all the trouble I'll have is getting them home, and I guess I can bring them with me when I come. Anyway, I think I'll buy that projector. It's up here on sale now. All I need is the money. But I sent all the money to you last night. Well, I guess there's more. I can borrow some, I guess, if I have to. Enough to buy this, because it's, I don't know how long it's going to be there. I got a nice letter from Tom Conant, and while I think of it, old Lou Warman wrote a Christmas card and said that he don't be surprised if you see him out this way after the first of the year. He might be with aid, but he wouldn't be. He'd be doing something else for aid, and so I've been kind of expecting him to drop in or hearing about him, but Tom didn't say anything in his letter. All he said was that the Warmans are well, so he was kind of funny. You know how old Tom, he's always writing something humorous. Well, I sent him $100 or $95 for Juan's glasses, I guess it was, or teeth or something. One of those checks I got. And I told him I picked out the one in the drawer that looked that I could read. The rest of them were so moldy and rusty, and he had to say something smart about them musty checks of mine in the drawer. He says, "Why don't you send a bunch of them to me, and I'll start your bank account here, and then you'll be like an old Kimona and come back home and he meant Kamaaina, I guess. And come back home, and you'll have a bank account when you get here."